We were approved and counted in the U.S. for human use back in 2016. And between then and now, we've worked with a number of agencies to do the shelf life testing, nutritional analysis, a number of recipe developments just to identify where Alpiste fits best, where the use is best, where it's more versatile. This last year, we've engaged Synthesis out of Guelph, who is very familiar with food development, works with a number of large volume buyers and producers. And we're working with them to approach some of the buyers and food developers to see if they'd like to use Alpiste in some of their existing products.
How would Alpiste work with existing products? What would it add to these products?
Well, it would complement many products because it is a very versatile little seed. It's a magical seed, we like to say. It's very high in protein as well as a number of other attributes, but it adds a bit of a nutty flavor. It adds some texture. We see it working well in flour as a pancake mix. We've done some testing with that. We've actually had samples here today. We've had samples in brownies as well and loaves, so it works very well as a flour. It also adds a nice nutty flavor as a topping to breads, in salads, in granola type bars or health bars. So we've really narrowed it down to using samples in pancake mix and granola bars when we start knocking on these doors to high volume potential partners.
Is that going to be a big challenge? Because there's obviously a lot of retailers out there, but there's also a lot of products that they carry. So how do you find that space on the shelf?
Well, you know, we're in a learning process for sure. We know we have a great product. We know it's healthy. We know it can be a great additive to some existing products out there. So what we're going to be doing in the next month is host some discovery calls where we'll be meeting with some potential partners, share our product with them, get feedback from them on what they like about it, what they feel might be challenging, what they feel might be opportunities. And that is how we're going to learn, by talking to people who are in the food industry, get some guidance from their what our next steps might be.
So you're talking to the retailers or the producers of other food products that Alpiste could be added to?
People who already have existing products on the shelves. That's who we're talking to.
So there could be all sorts of different possibilities there, but again, this is not going to happen overnight.
No food development happens overnight. It has been a long process even to get to this stage. You know, when you have a new product, you have to work with Health Canada, you have to work with the USDA, you need to have all of the background done with what the nutritional properties are of the various products, what the shelf life is, what binds with it the best. So it's a long process to get any product, and certainly Alpiste has taken us years to get to even to this stage.
Yeah. And you have to give credit to Canary Seed producers for being patient and going the long term with this, because they're pumping money from the check off into this every year.
Absolutely. I mean, hats off to every single producer out there that grows food in this country, specifically in this province. We have 40% of the arable land base in Canada is right here in Saskatchewan. We grow a lot of food. The only way we advance agronomy, the only way to advance marketing, food development, it is really by going back to our producers who leave their levy in the checkoffs in the various commissions. So absolutely hats off to every farmer out there that supports commissions.
Anything else that we need to know about Alpiste and what's being done?
We'd encourage listeners to go to our website. It's alpistecanada.ca. We have recipes online. There's beautiful food photography for people to get a visual of how versatile this seed is, and hopefully look forward to seeing it on the shelf in days to come.
Is it possible for a person to get some of this and add it to their own food? That's not possible?
There are people that sell it online from various areas of the world. We right now don't have it available. We want to go through a strategic building process. And part of that is to talk to successful businesses out there already that have success in the food market, and we want to work with them.
Okay. The product that you have here, where was it made?
We worked with InfraReady and we worked with the food center in developing the products, developing the ingredients, and we provided the recipes to the chef here at the Saskatoon Inn, and they produced them.